the old railway line runs there from Burton Port to Letterkenny, runs through Termon, and there's a part of the railway line below the Creaving going back towards Termon for about 3 kilometres. And we're just started ready to clear that railway line, and then they open up for maybe walking and cycling.
And when is it estimated the work will be finished and people can use this cycle walkway?
Well, we would be hoping that by the springtime, that that part of it, that 3 kilometres, would be ready for use. And we would be hoping at that stage then maybe to take a look then at moving on to phase two of it. And that would be to turn in and move in the direction of Dunwell from the Creaving to try and open it back, the part of it back towards Letterkenny again.
And also you're hoping to expand it to Creaslyn, Fulcara and on to Burton Port as well.
That's correct. I suppose, you know, to be fair, there's a lot of other community groups have worked on their sections of that track from Fulcara back to Dunfanaghy. And there are also a section down in Burton Port, quite a substantial piece down there as well. It's already done. So it would be our hope that all the pieces of the jigsaw would, you know, eventually fall into place. And hopefully at some stage we'll be able to take it all the way back into Letterkenny.
And of course, if all the pieces of the jigsaw were put together, this would increase tourism in all areas of the county eventually.
It would, and I think that's fair to say on that particular railway track. The scenery is spectacular on it, and I think there's a big appetite out there for walking and cycling, but I think the road, you know, the volume of traffic on the roads, it's leaving it a little dangerous, you know, for people to take their children out cycling and stuff like that. And this would open that up for local users as well as for tourists.